And we're back on The Pulse with me, Afneel Ting, bringing you the latest news in the music world and fresh new music. Right now, joining me on the show, I have the band Lightcraft from Indonesia. They are set to drop their brand new album next month, and they're on the line with me right now to tell us all about it. This year marks the 16th year anniversary for Lightcraft, if I'm not wrong. most bands can't even last for a year or two. So what's the band's secret to staying united, you know, staying together all these years?
I guess it's more down to a shared vision and commitment, I suppose, of what we're trying to achieve, of where we want the band to go. We also have a shared passion in music.
Basically, the recipe is love. That sounds cheesy, okay?
I'm pretty sure, you know, in those 16 years, there were some band disputes. How do you guys usually resolve those band disputes when, say, you don't like something that's being played in the studio? How do you guys usually resolve that?
Usually just talk it out, right? And then I think it's more on like, we've known each other for so many years. We know like what Imam, like what Faris like, so we kind of like understand that, so we don't cross each other's line.
So we are just like, oh, he's just being Imam, or he's just being Enrico.
Yeah,
or something like that.
We have a really great understanding with each other.
But we can be very passive aggressive with things.
You guys dropped a total of 5 singles that were released leading up to the new album, Hope and Love, which were Life, Don't Fight This Feeling, Dream Dancer, Feathers, and the latest single, Forever. Did you guys approach this new album one song at a time, or did the whole album, all the songs came together all at once?
Well, I actually wrote most of the songs within the same period of time. I think it was during the
pandemic.
Three months before the pandemic and the first 3 months of the pandemic. We took a different approach to things this time around compared to our previous outputs. I guess it was a conscious decision on our side to take on that approach. Okay, well, what we used to do is that I would write the song and we would jam it out in the studio, obviously like any other band would do. But this time around, I think it was more of a, I guess 60 or 70% of the song done before we actually hashed it out together. It's just something that we tried to do for a fresher approach to things, I guess.
Do you find this newer approach to be more productive for the band?
It's different.
It's different. It's a lot faster though, because we're pushing this for album, so we need to get all the songs ready on time. So we try our best to make it as fast as we can, so we can send it over to our producers to give them a listen, something like that.
For this set of songs, we've enlisted the help of 3 different producers, so which is something that we've never done before. I mean, we usually just have the one producer to help us out with the album, and this time we have 3 producers working on different songs per person. This approach sort of gave different color palettes to each song, to the whole set of songs.
Yep.
I guess.
Were you guys thinking about the, you know, the whole Lightcraft DNA when you're crafting this album, or was it free flow, you know, not thinking too much about having a DNA to the Lightcraft sound?
I suppose we there will always be
Lightcraft in the song.
We're quite conscious about that, and we realize that we sort of have, I don't know if this will sound pretentious, but we have our own trademark sound, signature sound to our songs. We realize that we need to keep that in our new songs, so they will be anthemic, they will still have Fari's atmospheric guitars, Enrico's I'm not going to say atmospheric again, it does sound atmospheric, so yeah, it's that atmospheric key sound, and Yopi's hybrid rock grunge and indie drums. So yeah, I suppose that you could still hear Lightcraft's DNA in all the new songs.
You guys hinted earlier in the interview, love was the ingredient that made sure that the band stayed together all these years. But you could also say that love is the ingredient and inspiration when it comes to, you know, the lyrics of most Lightcraft songs as well. people say that heartbroken people write the best songs. Do you agree with that? Is it possible to write a happy love song?
Actually, it is. To be honest, our older songs were mostly very heartbreak because I was very heartbroken back then. I was a soppy emo boy. But as we grew older and found our place in the world, I suppose that each one of us has found happiness in some sort of way. Yeah. So, and we've managed to translate that happiness into the songs. And some of them have become what we would say a happy love song. Which,
I may add, at this stage of our life, so I think it's time for us to kind of celebrate love. I mean, like, we used to take love for granted somehow. So maybe it's time for us to celebrate love.
I mean, like, you can only listen to heartbroken love songs for, you know, for a period of time. Because, you know, reading through the comments, I see a lot of words on optimism. When people see the music video, listen to the lyrics, they really enjoy the optimism. And that's really what attracts listeners to that Lightcraft sound, the message that you guys bring.
Yeah, I guess it's been our dream to ignite this sense of hope and positivity and optimism in the hearts of our listeners. So it's been a bit of a running theme. I guess it sort of started from our second full album, Colors of Joy. I don't know about you guys, but I guess it comes with age as well.
Yeah. Like what I said before, man, it's like, we've been through a lot then, and we see, okay, we're all we're now here and we're all right. So as we see it, so there's always hope at the end. So we keep on hoping and loving, I think. Something like that.
Well, my take would be, I think it's like it's a whole process. It's true what you say, but like it started with a heartbroken song, right? But then as time goes on, we grow, we learn from our experience, and the whole, our mentality, the mindset, everything's changed, and we matured, I guess. Along with that, our songs, the way we interpret songs, the way we play music also matures into, I'm not saying mature, I mean more like change into the way we are now, I guess.
And for fans that have been following you guys since day one, they probably got their heart broken as well, and now they are old as well. They're all growing with the band.
Yeah, I hope so. Hopefully. I guess,
yeah, we hope. Yeah. We hope so.
I mean, to add to what we're talking about, I guess the other thing is that what we've seen that's been happening in the world within the last decade or so is not really a place that cultivates hope and love. So what we're trying to deliver in terms of the message in our songs is just that you just got to keep your hopes up, you know, just be positive about things in life, even though you're down in the dumps. Because with a bit of hope and a bit of love, there could be a huge possibility for a better tomorrow. And I guess that's what we're trying to get our listeners to feel, I suppose.
Nice. Well said. Since this new album is very 80s synth heavy, are there any plans to add, you know, maybe more keyboards, more synthesizers in the band's lineup?
Of course. Memory-wise, yeah. I mean, but in terms of playing live, there's this thing. There's only so much you can carry, you know?
Yeah.
If I have to carry like one piano, one keyboard, and another synth, you know, Well, I tried that like long way back before, like so many years before when we played gigs, I brought like two keyboards and then I played one synth, but it's just too tiring. So we settled for sequencers, I guess.
But in terms of our sound though, I mean, we have incorporated a lot of various synth and keyboard sounds in them. I think that will be something that we'll continue to do in the future. And we also won't discount the possibility of getting an additional member, or I guess a sessionist, as some would say, to help out in terms of our live shows, to make our live sound more massive.
Normally, when you guys approach a live show, do you try to sound as close to the album version as possible?
What we're trying to achieve is to sound as close as possible to the recorded versions of the songs, but also give a hint of something that's different when people see us live.
That's more alive, some energy.
So what we don't want is for them to feel like they come to our shows and wait, this is the same thing as what I listen to on Spotify or whatever DSP they're listening to. So we want to give a different experience during our live shows.
So the band's upcoming album is finally dropping on July 15th, going to be called Hope and Love. Is it just a waiting game for that, you know, for July 15th so that you guys can release it?
In terms of the music, that we've got just the one last song that we're finishing up. It's actually the final track on the album. And that's out of the way. It'll just be admin on our part to get the music up online. We've got a few things planned in the pipeline as well. Physical releases and obviously shows. Still got a lot to do.
Well, all the best for that last track that you guys are recording, and I really can't wait for July 15th for Hope and Love to drop. Thank you guys for joining me on the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
The new album by Lightcraft will be called Hope and Love. It drops on the 15th of July, so mark that down in your calendar. But in the meantime, let's play the latest single from the band. It's called Forever. Right after this, we'll be heading to our quickfire news segment, by the way, so keep it locked right here on The Pulse. Here's Lightcraft with Forever.